I in your heart, and one example of that is arrogance. And although it is not something that you can see, it is only an emotion of the heart that you feel that you're better than others, and others are of no value to you. So it looks like this is something which is inside the heart, but it is a very big sin. The Prophet ﷺ has said that the one who has even an iota of arrogance inside of him will not be able to enter paradise. And the scholars have said that this is the mother of all spiritual diseases. So the one who has arrogance inside of him, he will also have jealousy inside of him. He will also have the love of the world inside of him. He will also have, what do you call showing off? What do you call doing, worship for other than Allah, with, poor intentions. That is also a spiritual disease. So you will have that disease as well. So the one who has arrogance has all the spiritual diseases. It is the mother of all diseases. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this partial success that was given to you, the success that changed into a partial success that changed into defeat for a little bit of time, it was done so that Allah may purify the spiritual disease in you. And what was that spiritual disease? The spiritual disease was that, success comes from Allah. And it reduces, it makes a person humble. A humble person is the one who is free from all spiritual diseases. That is why Allah says in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. So the Ibadur Rahman, the servant of Allah, is the one who walks in a very humble way. So that means that a person who is humble is a person who is proper servant of Allah, who is a person who is free of all spiritual diseases. So Allah talks about cleaning of the heart. Now, the cleaning of the heart of all these spiritual diseases is done through a few things. One is the zikr of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ has said, Zikrullahi shifa'ul qulub, that the remembrance of Allah is a cure for the heart. A second way of purifying the heart is keeping the company of the pious. The Prophet ﷺ has said, Al mar'u ala deeni khalilihi, that a person is on the deen of his friend. So if you have friends who are pious and who have a beautiful heart, who have a heart which is purified from spiritual diseases, then eventually you will also become a person who is purified from spiritual diseases. And a third way of purifying the heart is through tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh my dear Ibrahim, you should wash your heart. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replies, oh my Lord, how can I wash my heart? Water cannot enter into my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, oh my dear Ibrahim, your heart is not washed by water. Your heart is washed when tears flow from your hearts, when tears flow from your eyes, when you do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one way of purifying the heart is by doing tawbah, by repenting for your sins. And then there's a fourth way of purifying the heart. The fourth way of purifying this heart is when Allah sends you difficult times, and these difficult times makes you aware of what Allah is and what you are. This hardship leads you to understand the grandness and the strength of Allah. And it leads you to understand your weakness. And then when this hardship comes and you have no way of getting rid of this hardness and this hardship, that's when you say to Allah, that, oh Allah, I'm nothing. You are the one that can remove this difficulty, this hardship from me. So this difficult time, although we don't like it. It is sometimes a very big blessing in disguise. It plays a big role, a big role in removing this arrogance from inside of the heart. So that is why the true servants of Allah are the ones who are humble, who are not arrogant. And when this humility is talked about, immediately what comes to my mind is this one great Sheikh of our country, Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor Madni Abbasi Rahimahullah. And he had gone in the company of his own Sheikh. And he was at that time, when he came to the company of his Sheikh, he was himself a very big scholar and a lot of following. But when he came to his Sheikh, he would be very humble. And he would act as if he was one of the lowest ones among all the students of the Sheikh. And he would, you know, be very humble. And one day, you know, all the people at the madrasa would go outside and collect wood. He would also go with them and collect wood. And he would collect lots of wood. And because he was also very tall and very well built, he would bring a very big amount of wood. So people in the village started saying, they didn't know he was a very big scholar. They started saying that, you know, that big sheikh has found a donkey to bring his wood. Now, these words of the villagers, they spread so much that the sheikh also heard about this. So the sheikh called Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor Abbasi, that, you know, that you are here and you go outside and you bring wood. You don't have to bring this wood. There are other people who can do this job. So he said, no, Sheikh, I don't want to make myself feel as if I am not doing any of the jobs that others are doing. I want to be exactly like them, so that it does not show that I am in any way bigger than them. So let me do this. So the Sheikh said, no, the reason why I'm telling you to not go out in the jungle and get all of these, you know, these pieces of wood, is because people talk. So he asked, okay, what do people say? And he said, people are saying that the Sheikh has finally found a donkey to carry his wood. So if it was somebody like us, we would have said that, you know, these village people, they don't know who's a scholar and who's not. They don't know how to respect the elders. And we would have gone on like this. But Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor Abbasi, when he heard that the village people are calling him a donkey, he said to his Sheikh, Sheikh, you know what? They are right. I am a donkey. I am an animal. And I am here to become a human in your company. Allahu Akbar. So this is what humility is. And this is what humility does to you. That your heart is always in a state of humility in front of Allah. So Allah says that Allah gave this difficult times to the Muslims so that Allah may purify that which is in the hearts. The disease of the heart, and the biggest disease of the heart is arrogance. So we make dua to Allah, that may Allah purify our hearts of all diseases of the hearts, and especially this disease of arrogance. Our mashayikh have said, this is a beautiful quote of the mashayikh, that the one who sees his own self as great, then he becomes very little in the eyes of Allah. The one who becomes great in his own eyes becomes little in the eyes of Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that situation. I will stop here and do the translation one more time. And then we will make a short dua and end this class. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم, so that he may test what is inside of your hearts, وليمحص ما في قلوبكم, and so that he may purify that which is in your hearts. والله عليم بذات الصدور, and Allah knows that which lies in your hearts. So we'll stop here and make a short dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.